David Menconi, welcome to That Station.
Happy to be here.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm so excited to talk to you about your new book, Oh, Didn't They Ramble? Rounder Records and the Transformation of American Roots Music. My first question really is, why this subject?
Well, when you look at Americana music and the range of it, Rounder Records had a lot to do with how that came to be.
Yeah.
Just by putting out so much music, thousands upon thousands, between 3,000 and 4,000 albums over a 50-year period. It's stunning how much they put out.
Yeah, it really feels like the story of Rounder is the history of Americana itself.
And they were direct players in that, too.
Yeah.
Brad Paul, who was director of marketing for a lot of years, founded the Americana Music Association, had a lot to do with creating a Grammy category. It wasn't always there.
Yeah. I thought it was really interesting to hear Jim Lauderdale's connection in the beginning of the book about how he, I guess Rounder was Rounder when he was buying music from them?
Just barely. They had started in the fall of 1970, and then he encountered them spring 72, and they had a couple of albums out, and he bought a few from them. He was 14 years old, and it was at the Union Grove Festival.
Yeah, and it sort of inspired him to do what he does.
Yeah, he said he really has thought about the road he may have taken if he hadn't encountered them selling records out of a VW van.
And they've put out so many interesting albums. This Hollerin' album, I need to go find that. What is that? What is hollering?
It's rural field hollers. It's basically how people used to communicate out in the country before phones and whatnot. And if you had some news to communicate to somebody the next farm or two over, you'd just go outside and yell. And it's fascinating stuff. It's also borderline unlistenable. I have to admit, I've never made it all the way through that record. But there's a hollering contest in Spivey's Corner for many years, and that's where it came from.
Wow. Talk about George Thorogood. That one really floored me when I read about that.
Yeah, he was not at all the kind of thing they did. They were more acoustic, sort of bluegrass and old time, and he was doing this amped up electric boogie blues. And he had a big fan who came wandering into Rounder's record store and Rounder Distributing one day, raving and saying, "You got to sign this guy." And they were skeptical.
Of course.
But they saw him. They liked him. They were kind of won over, but still hesitant, and finally got talked into it. And then it blew up in a major way, unexpectedly.
Yeah, it was a great piece of the book. I read that, too. And there's also a lot, of course, about Alison Krauss, because she signed a Rounder at like 14 years old.
Yeah, not even old enough to drive.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was not obvious she was going to be a multi-platinum pop star at the time. To their credit and hers, it was a slow build, and everybody approached her career very sensitively.
And they really worked with her. It wasn't just like they kind of coached her, kind of helped her become the artist that she became.
Yeah, and they learned when to stay out of the way, too, and let her do her own thing, because she clearly had a vision and an idea for what she wanted. They did a great job, though, connecting her with people and smoothing the way and setting things up.
Yeah, and then, of course, way down the road, Raising Sand happens with Robert Plant. Do you know much about how that moment happened, how the two of them got together?
Yeah, it was a Lead Belly tribute show the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was doing back in 2004. And you know, things like that. It's sort of like the Grammy Awards. They'll put unlikely combinations together and, you know, hey, Alison Krauss and Robert Plant, haha. It just seemed so unlikely. But they hit it off and sparks flew and they kept it going, very much on the down low. Nobody knew they were making a record until they were done.
Right.
But it was just the unlikeliest of combination that wound up making a lot of sense.
When did you start writing the book? It must take quite a while. Because there's a lot of fact-checking in here, too. You've got to have your dates accurate. That sounds like a multi-year process.
Oh, it is. It is. This one took about 3 years.
Wow.
And I actually started on it before the last one I did came out, the North Carolina book, Step It Up and Go.
Yeah.
That was fall of 2020, just about exactly 3 years ago. And that summer, the publisher had asked if I was interested in doing this, and I started talking to the three founders of Rounder, and by that fall, I was interviewing people.
Gosh, Well, congratulations. It's fantastic. I read it over the weekend. I think it's really good, and it's very insightful, and lots and great stories in there, too, and you're a great writer as well. So,
oh, shucks.
It's fantastic. So, David, you're going to be out promoting the book this weekend and part of next week, too. What's happening?
I am. I'm at Page 158 Books in Wake Forest Saturday evening. They have a literary festival called Authors and Apps, I believe, and I'm one of about a dozen authors. And then Tuesday, the 17th, which is the official publication date, I'll be at Quail Ridge Books that evening. And just me, except for my musical accompaniment.
Yes, that's nice.
Ryan Kennemer, very fine local singer-songwriter with the band Dragmatic. He will be there to play some songs for the Rounder catalog, kind of as punctuation marks as I read.
Nice. Well, the book is great. Oh, Didn't They Ramble? Rounder Records and the Transformation of American Roots Music. David Minconi, thank you so much for coming in.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.